Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people explore business ownership as a means to create financial independence and the lifestyle they love. So I am super excited to introduce Laura Rao. Now, Laura is a career transition coach with the Entrepreneur's Source, providing an educational experience for people to explore business and franchise ownership. Now, Laura volunteers as a mentor at SCORE and volunteers at the Veterans Association of North County in Oceanside, California, as well as at other career renewal groups. Now, Laura's specialty is small business management, finance, and strategic planning, as well as business law in the healthcare, technology, and public sectors. Laura is now a certified franchise coach who owns two franchises. She is also a certified public funds investment manager with an MBA specializing in finance, strategy, and business law. Well, welcome, Laura. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi there, Wendy. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people get better educated about various forms of business ownership that they might be entering into. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Yes, I'm very passionate about entrepreneurship.
And I'm just curious here, what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to become a career transition coach?
I spent more than 30 years in financial management, controller, chief financial officer in multiple industries. And after 30 years, I was really looking for something that had more schedule freedom. I guess I had a bit of battered career syndrome. I also wanted something that gave me the schedule and geographical freedom so that I could go between my two hometowns. And a coach called me, and when he mentioned this, I thought it would be a perfect fit. And it fits right in with my passions. I love entrepreneurship, strategic planning, and finance.
Perfect. That sounds like 30 years of immersing yourself in the financial realm is a huge benefit to others to be able to tap into that expertise. I just love how you're continuing that pathway that's in alignment with the vast experience that you've gotten. So, how long have you been a career transition coach, and has your mission or business vision evolved since you first started this work?
Yes, I've been a coach officially for 3 years. Well, going into my third year, my vision evolves all the time. If people are curious about business ownership, then I am 100% committed to helping them learn about it. And if they have decided that business ownership is for them, then I am 100% committed to helping them get there. And sometimes that takes a long time, and sometimes they just need resources. And I have lots of both of those.
Right. With business ownership, it's not something that people should just randomly jump into. However, the entrepreneurial spirit, sometimes that's what we do. But it sounds like you give people a lot of information to help them make an educated experience as to whether it's a good move and which business would be the best for them. So that's fantastic. Now, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Yes, I'm sure that many entrepreneurs can identify with this. I think we all hit a roadblock or a brick wall at some point or another.
Yeah, that seems to be pretty common.
And the challenge and also the rewarding part is figuring out how to break through that wall or go around it or go over it or mitigate the damage. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that was a big learning experience for me was learning how to listen more and listen to my clients more. I came from a position where I felt like I was the expert. I gave out information. I gave out financials and operational reports. Now I'm a coach and I'm trying to help people achieve their dreams, and I can't do that unless I listen. And so I've had to learn some skills that may come naturally for people who have a lot of sales experience. But for me, learning how to listen carefully and ask the right questions to understand what people were trying to achieve has been a huge learning experience.
Right. That is a really valid and critical skill set. So what did you do to enhance your ability to really listen to those key indicators when you were talking with people in terms of what would be their best business options or what are they really seeking? So how did you become better at listening? Just by sheer fact of focusing on it, or did you have some specific technique?
I wish I could just focus on it, but there were things that I had never heard of and never thought of. So I'm a big believer in going after coaches or resources. I've been very impressed with how many people want entrepreneurs to be successful, whether it's me or the entrepreneurs I coach. There are a lot of resources, SCORE, SBDC, and then a lot of other paid resources. In my case, I went and talked to a bunch of the other coaches and asked them what worked for them. I think I called 25 coaches and asked them a bunch of questions about how they were most successful in listening to their clients.
Yeah, that's great. That is a great way to shortcut the learning curve, right? Is to lean on somebody else who has that expertise. So, which is why people seek you, exactly, because they want to shorten that learning curve and get into a business that is successful. So that makes sense that you would walk the walk. Speaking of listening, and I think you even brought up the sales word, which perks my ears because that's my core competency. You're obviously an expert at providing people with that much needed insights and education on choosing the right small business or franchise ownership. But curiously, how do you feel about your sales role or client enrollment part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Absolutely. I think we all do. Understanding the best way for client acquisition is crucial. At first, I was trying to just get the word out. Now I feel like the way I do client acquisition is I talk to as many people as I can. I introduce myself. I tell them what I do. I give them my elevator speech. And then if they're interested, great. I keep going. And if they're not, I just think of it as a way to get to know more people. So no longer do I feel like rejections are personal. I feel like it's just not the right time, not the right fit, not the right area. However, some of my referrals have come from people who had no interest in my services whatsoever. So I try to keep an open mind and just wade through the people who don't need my services to find the few who absolutely do need my services and have been waiting for me to call.
Yeah, that's great. That's an awesome way to keep attitude. Like you said, separate the no's from having it feel personal, because if people aren't ready or if they don't have any desire to start a small business or transition their career, then obviously they're not your ideal client. And it's important to understand that they're just, as much as it seems an obvious next step for you, it's not always something that the other person is ready for. Yeah, I love that. It helps definitely with the mindset.
Can I piggyback onto the something you just asked me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So we were talking about client acquisition, and I work with a lot of small business people every day. And client acquisition is one of the most common topics, right up there with business funding. There are a number of ways to get clients, and there are some that I never would have thought of. For people who fall in love with a certain business but have no sales experience, there are many different ways they can do it. Here are some successful alternatives or options to making sales work for you for your own business. If you're not comfortable doing cold calls, if your business happens to require that, then you can hire a business development person. Delegate. Delegating is always good. It may be worth the amount of money that you have to pay to get a business development person to do that for you. Certainly, it does make it more scalable. Another possibility that I've seen work well is getting an appointment setting company. And if you or anyone else has questions about appointment setting companies, I have a long list. Now, sometimes they're called virtual assistants, but an appointment setter or a virtual assistant can take a list of your ideal client targets and make the first introduction. Call up Mr. Joe, Chief Operating Officer, and say, look, my boss is in your industry and would like to talk with you. They do cost saving measures in the lighting field. And if Mr. Joe, Chief Operating Officer, isn't interested in talking with them or doesn't want or wants some more information, then the virtual assistant can send out a brochure and mention that the consultant will be in their area in a week. Give them a chance to look over the brochure, call back a week later, and ask for an appointment. And at that point, then the business owner can go in. The client already knows why they're there, knows what they do, and then it's more of an educational experience, a consulting type sales experience or educational sales. And for people who are reluctant to pick up the phone, there are other people who can help them with it. And now there's some electronic ways to do it. Introduce themselves through LinkedIn or email or some other sort of social media. So I think that there are many creative ways to do the sales function, and they should all be explored to see which one is right for you. It has to be done, and it has to be done well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you don't have clients, you're not in business. That's the bottom line. I don't care how much expertise you have and the passion behind it and the alignment. It comes down to that end result of having somebody say, yeah, I'd love to work with you. What's next? Some interesting points that you brought up, Laura. I love the idea of outsourcing within this aspect of building a successful business. That's certainly an option. There's also gaining the skill sets yourself that allow you to really bring forward that passion, because people want to work with people that they feel connected with and they can sense that ability to achieve the outcome that is promised. So there's nothing really better than working with the actual coach or entrepreneur directly in that sales conversation or client enrollment aspect. But some of the other businesses that you're helping people get into that are more conventional, or like you said, the franchise and that kind of thing, where assembling a team is really an important part of creating that financial independence, right? Because one of the things that you help people design is a lifestyle that they love and the freedom that they want. So it stands to reason delegating is an important part of that. So yeah, I love you bringing light onto that different viewpoint of client acquisition. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. I have been impressed that there are so many people that want to help entrepreneurs be successful. I call that creating the power team. So you're creating a power team around you to help you be successful.
That's very, very relevant. Speaking of power teams and creating a business that is really built around not just the type of business you're building, but your lifestyle that you want to create. I'm curious here. We've had the pandemic happening for months now, the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's created a huge ripple effect on people's lives and their professional careers, that pathway. Has this pandemic had any impact on the work that you're doing?
Yes, it absolutely has. The pandemic was such a surprise, and it's had a multitude of impacts on my business, as well as my personal life. So I help people explore business ownership. There are a lot more people showing up for my services. A lot more people are curious about business ownership. Maybe they've always been curious, but they just didn't have the time, and now they have the time. So we do a lot of strategic explorations, and we have found that there have been some industries, obviously, that have been hurt by COVID. The hospitality industries, food industries, and some of the fitness businesses. Mm-hmm. But there is also a whole giant world of businesses that are actually thriving during COVID. And those would include some that you may not suspect. Number one, the cleaning businesses, which I think are a good, solid investment at any time. They're recurring revenue. They keep people safe and healthy. There's a lot of freedom for the owner. And it's a very scalable business. Once you get a bunch of clients, you can add additional teams and scale up. So I think those are good businesses at any time. But during COVID, they're especially attractive. Other businesses that kind of surprised me were the kid activities and the tutoring businesses. Some of those pivoted very quickly to the virtual environment. Other sort of education businesses that also were able to translate to a virtual environment pretty quickly and efficiently were some of the management training and leadership programs businesses. Other businesses that have been extremely busy, which was a bit of a surprise to me, are all the home improvement businesses. Mm-hmm. Roofing, flooring, window coverings, painting, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, just a huge array of businesses that have been very busy because while people have been home, they've been changing things and improving their home. Right. Even junk removal businesses have exploded. It's been fascinating to me what COVID has done. It's certainly changed a lot of the conversations.
And that is really interesting, that list that you've just shared with us in terms of the businesses that are really experiencing spikes and heavy demands in those areas. That's great information and obviously is something that is part of your expertise, is just helping people find those businesses that sustain through downturns. Because let's face it, COVID-19 is probably not going to be the last pandemic that we will experience. I hate to say that, but it's probably preparing us for something in the future that now we have a better understanding of how to shore things up and really how to be resilient. So that's more reflection on your expertise. So thank you for sharing how you are really meeting people where they're at and helping them transition. So how do you work with people who are really wanting to, like I said, transition into new careers? And they're contemplating small business or franchise ownership as the way to create financial independence and the lifestyle that they really want.
It mimics the corporate strategic planning process. So we talk about what their goals are for both the person I talk with and sometimes their spouse, sometimes their whole family. What do they want to achieve? Is it a lifestyle? Is it a nest egg for retirement? Is it an additional income stream? Is it to pay for college for their kids? Or is it just to be their own boss, control their own destiny, and have the sort of financial and schedule freedom that they've always longed for? So we look at that. We talk about business skills in general. And then we talk about which of those do they most want to leverage? What's important to them? So I work with a lot of executives, somewhat corporate refugee types who've done their 20 or 30 years in corporate America, and they're a little bit tired of it. But they have a lot of management skills, a lot of business skills, and they may be very good at reading financial statements, but they don't want to spend the next 20 years doing it. So we talk about what they do want to do, if they could do anything. We also talk about some of the aspects of businesses that most appeal to them. So you and I just talked about industries that have thrived during COVID. Some other industry models that might appeal to them are the mobile businesses. Those have also thrived during COVID, and they can also often be run from a home-based office or a small office nearby. Other businesses are the home-based businesses, whether it's consulting or home improvement or education, or health and fitness. There are models where they're mobile and they go to the clients where they are. So we talk about that. We also talk about how many hours a week do they want to work. Sometimes people say, well, I've been working 70 hours a week and I don't want to work that many hours. Well, the truth is that's their comfort zone. So we have a frank conversation about what is likely for the number of hours they work. And there is a whole range of businesses: full-time, part-time, semi-absentee, full absentee, or passive businesses. I myself have a full-time franchise and a passive business, which is also started out as an independent business and became a franchise. So we talk about what would best fit their lifestyle for them and their family.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You really dive into the individual's needs and ideals for what would make their life really the ultimate in balance between whatever the outcomes that they want. So that's fantastic. I love how you're really bringing forward a lot of different options. And obviously you're so well versed in what's succeeding and what's not and the long-term picture. So that's fantastic. Well, Laura, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
The best way to reach me is probably through LinkedIn. My LinkedIn is Rao Laura, RAULAURA. I also have a website. My email is LRAU at esourcecoach.com, or they can reach me by phone, 509-240-5048. I would love to talk with anyone that has a curiosity about business ownership. We have multiple ways to explore it.
That's great. So best method is through LinkedIn, and that's searching your last name first. So that's Rao Laura. Last name is spelled R-A-U. Laura, obviously, L-A-U-R-A. Email is lrao at esourcecoach.com.
That's correct.
Correct. Okay. And obviously your website, I'm assuming, is esourcecoach.com, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. And the phone number, one more time. I didn't quite grab that.
509-240-5048. You can call or text me at that number.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, Laura, you've already shared so many great insights about choosing a business that would be a good fit and really things to think about and industries to contemplate. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our interview, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, which you have a couple of franchises here. What's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Doubt and fear are a very common thing. A lot of people experience it. There was a study that said that people have a huge amount of thoughts that repeat every day, and most of them are negative. It was 2005, the National Science Foundation published an article that said the average person has between 12 and 60,000 thoughts per day, of which 80% are negative, and 95% are exactly the same thoughts as the day before. So people can very easily get into a cycle of fear and self-doubt. And I am quite certain that all entrepreneurs face that every day. However, I look at those as the fuel for progress. We can take that fear and that doubt and use that energy to get our questions answered. I think that knowledge is the antidote to fear. And one of the best ways to do that is to connect with a mentor. If it's not me, I know 100 other mentors that are excellent. There were some statistics put out by the SBA that entrepreneurs with access to a mentor are 5 times more likely to start a business than those who don't. And out of those who do start a business, 70% of those will survive more than 5 years if they have a mentor. Mm. And for the franchises and distributorship world, it's 95% of mentored franchise businesses will survive more than 5 years. Wow. If they have a mentor. You will face doubt. That's a normal part of the game. It will maybe never go away. The same is true of fear. But there are a lot of people to help you be successful. And I would use that fear and doubt to get the information to get you a step ahead of where you were yesterday.
Yeah, that is great. I love that advice. And the nugget there of knowledge is the antidote to fear. That is so powerful, as well as accessing somebody else's experience, which is knowledge, right? Through a mentor. So that's fantastic. Thank you, Laura. I really appreciate you sharing that insight. And I'm sure that has really helped a lot of our listeners make it through some of the more troubling times and where fear is becoming this big luminous stopping point. So thank you again. And Laura, it's just been so great getting to hear about your journey from your 30 years in the financial sector, working in a management and corporation, so significant, now to the important work you're doing, helping people gain really priceless information and knowledge, as well as skill sets to launch successful businesses of their own. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Thank you, Wendy. I've really enjoyed it. And please have anyone who has questions, I'd be happy to send a copy of the book that the Entrepreneur Source put out about your career 2.0, which talks about a lot of what we've talked about today, okay, as well as send whatever resource I can do to help them be successful.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So please reach out to Laura. LinkedIn is one of the best avenues, and search her by putting in Rau, R-A-U, Laura, or reach her through email. That's lrau@esourcecoach.com, or directly text or phone call 509-240-5048. All right, Laura. Well, thank you again. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Laura Rau. And as always, here's to your success.